Lost Memory by Lilia Ochoa. That day, the day with my boyfriend was a fancy restaurant on top of a mountain. The sunset alone was beautiful enough, but since my boyfriend on his knee asking me if I wanted to marry him was even better. Crying, I say yes and decide to marry me below. My heart beat fast and lowly, and I can't wait to tell my mother about my new fiancé. I found her in the living room watching television. I run toward her, hug her, and share my news with her. My mother looks into my eyes and says, "My little baby has grown." She took my hands into her and offered me her support. She promised to help me with all the wedding preparation. A week later, we started preparing. My mother was always by my side. The first challenge I came across was when we started looking for a place for the wedding. We considered a restaurant lodge, a fancy hotel on the top of the mountain, an avenue named Giardini Castello, which looked like a castle with green garden. After my mother and read the review and visited the location, we chose the castle. Next was the dress. My mom went me to every appointment. She was confident. She was my best advisor. It was a long process. We went to 5 stores and I tried on more than 20 dresses. We finally found the perfect white mermaid dress with romantic legs, sleeve, and long cathedral bill. Every time I try on a dress, my mother looked at me and thanked she good for having me and her daughter. There were more arrangements to make. My mother called her friend to get the right price, the right people, and right location for the decoration. She was also in charge of selecting the music. She made a contract with a local band and famous national singer to have live music. We were both happy with the choice. We still had approximately 5 months until the wedding, but already almost everything was set up. We just need to finalize a few details. 2 months before the wedding, I got an unexpected phone call at work. With a soft and broken tone, my sister said, "Our mother is in the hospital in a coma, and we don't know if she's going to make it." My mother had suffered an aneurysm and was found unconscious in the living room. The doctor advised to use to prepare for the worst because my mother was in bad shape. A few days later, my mother woke up from the coma. I was happy to see her recovering and able to talk. It was not until a few days later the doctor explained that she had lost almost 90% of her memory. When my big day finally arrived, my mother dreamed of seeing her daughter walk down the aisle, beautiful white wedding dress were finally coming true. In the morning, we went together to get our hair done and get dressed together. We looked like the most beautiful woman on earth. During the ceremony, my mother stood next to me the whole time. Her eyes were watering until she couldn't hold in anymore and started crying from all the emotion overwhelming her. The very next day, before leaving on my honeymoon, I went to my mother's house to say goodbye. I approached her and said thank you for all her help. I hugged her, expecting a hug back, but I was startled when she asked me when I was going to get married. She did not remember anything about the day before. She was present physically and emotionally at my wedding, but her mind did not retain the memories. I am happy to have my mother alive, but seeing that she does not retain memory is constant battle. It feels so sad that she cannot remember my childhood memories, our past, and thanks to our memories, we know who we are. My mother doesn't remember anything, so she doesn't know who she is and where she has been. But I know that although her brain failed, her heart will never forget me.